This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. It was a rare move here in Washington. The U.S. House of Representatives, led by its Democratic majority, approved a resolution condemning words from President Donald Trump. Words it said were racist, words he had aimed at four minority women members of Congress. In a tweet, Mr. Trump suggested they go back home. In fact, three of the four were born in the United States. Another is a naturalized citizen. We have a report from AP Sagar Magani at the White House.
As the House debated,
I know racism when I see it.
Congressman John Lewis, whose skull was fractured during a civil rights march. The resolution passed with all Democrats and four Republicans voting against the president, who earlier said the four lawmakers' remarks should be condemned.
The most vile, horrible statements about our country, about Israel.
House GOP Chief Kevin McCarthy argued against the resolution.
It is our duty to focus not on retribution, but building a more perfect union.
Which Democrat Pramila Jayapal said is exactly what they're doing.
Dissent is patriotic and, in fact, a core value to our democracy.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump said it was so great that only four Republicans voted for the resolution. He added it was quite a day, something his critics could probably claim as well. U.S. authorities say they're holding former Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo on a Peruvian corruption warrant. The Justice Department said federal marshals arrested Toledo in California, where he will likely face an extradition hearing later this week. He had been a visiting scholar at Stanford University. Peruvian prosecutors have accused Toledo of taking a $20 million bribe from a Brazilian construction company in exchange for a government contract to build a highway linking Peru and Brazil. A widespread investigation of the scandal has implicated two other former presidents, Pedro Pablo Kuczynski and Alan Garcia. Garcia committed suicide in April. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Much of the continental United States remains in the grip of a punishing heat wave. Meteorologist Andrew Orison spoke with AP.
Essentially, what we're looking at is a large area of high pressure that will be building across much of the southwest and central U.S. and all the way out across the eastern seaboard and out offshore across the Atlantic Ocean, out towards Bermuda.
The European Union is probing Amazon over possible use of private retailer information to gain a market edge. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports from London.
Officials are opening an antitrust inquiry into the online shopping giant to see whether it uses data from independent retailers for commercial gain. Officials say the probe has shown that Amazon appears to use competitively sensitive information about marketplace sellers, their products and transactions on the marketplace. As such information could give it a competitive edge, an official says the bloc needs to ensure the large online platforms don't eliminate these benefits through anti-competitive behavior. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States has sanctioned four top Myanmar generals, including the country's commander-in-chief and his deputy, over the mass killings of Rohingya Muslims in northern Rakhine State. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the four are responsible for gross human rights violations. The sanctions bar those targeted and their immediate families from traveling to the United States. The Rohingya, refugees from Bangladesh, are widely viewed in Myanmar as illegal immigrants. Retired U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died after suffering a stroke on Monday. He was 99. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn looks back on the Stevens legacy.
He served on the nation's highest court for nearly 35 years, appointed by Republican President Gerald Ford. But John Paul Stevens came to be regarded as the court's leading liberal on issues like abortion rights, consumer protection, and the treatment of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. His only regret, he said, was helping to reinstate the death penalty in 1976. As a boy, Stevens' father had been wrongly convicted of embezzlement, but the jurist credited his sensitivity to the abuse of police power that he witnessed as a young defense lawyer in Chicago. Stevens retired in 2010 at the age of 90. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
North Korea is complaining about U.S. plans to hold joint military exercises next month with South Korea and warns that could be an obstacle to furthering a dialogue on nuclear disarmament. Pyongyang's foreign ministry says the drill violates an agreement reached last year by President Trump and Kim Jong-un at their summit in Singapore. More news at VOANews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.